home. 'Cause I got fun. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Come here. Listen. I really shouldn't be telling you this, but I you gotta know. I heard that you're about to be fired. Yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah, it's gonna happen later this week. Did you ever hear that? Have you ever been fired? We've all lost jobs. It's a terrible time of life. You wonder, what's going to happen next? How do I get some money? How do I feed my family? Whatever. There are signs that you are about to be fired. So you know the axe is about to fall on you. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports there were 54.5 million total employment separations from October 2013 to October 2014. Some of these workers quit. Some of them were laid off or fired. Each of these losses cost businesses money. According to a study by the Center for American Progress, the median cost of turnover for all positions, except for doctors and executives, is 21% of the terminated employee's annual salary. For jobs that require specialized skills and education, the cost of employee turnover can be much higher, up to 213% of the employee's salary. Then why do they get rid of people? With turnover costs being so high, it often takes a lot for a business to fire an employee. Most terminations occur for a reason. According to an About.com publication, these are the top reasons employees get fired: damaging company property, drug or alcohol possession at work. Oh, that's frowned upon? Yes, it is. Falsifying company records. That's a big no-no. Insubordination. That's pretty subjective. Misconduct. What about poor performance? What about stealing? Oh, you just walked out with 1,900 K-cups. That's not good. Using company property for personal business. Taking too much time off and violating company policy. All right, here are some things to look for. Here are some signs that you may not be long for your desk, indoor cubicle. What about you're suddenly under a microscope? So all of a sudden, after your last performance review, your boss watches your every move. You don't feel trusted to complete your work on time or properly, and your boss wants a report or update every step of the way. He or she may even seek documentation when he or she never did before, and then tell you that certain portions of your work are incorrect. You may just be under a microscope because your boss is trying to change his or her management style, or maybe they are getting ready to get rid of you. The next one, your boss or HR seems uncomfortable around you. Are you getting a strange vibe from HR or your superiors? If you feel like management or HR is uncomfortable around you, this alone generally is not something to worry about. But if you know your work leaves something to be desired, you frequently miss work or arrive at work late, or if you have other performance issues, you may have a pink slip in your future. The next one, major changes are occurring within the business, maybe a merger, an acquisition, or layoffs. Businesses go through changes all the time, but certain changes like mergers, acquisitions, and financial troubles are associated with employee layoffs and terminations. From pharmaceutical firms like Pfizer to retailers like Sears and Kmart to technology companies like HP, these types of layoffs have occurred across many industries over the past decade. So if you notice people from other departments hitting the road, or it seems like the company is moving forward with a plan and you're not in the loop, you may just be on the list of employees who will not be a part of the new organization, which means clean out your desk and we'll see you later. A lot of things can happen at work. Many of them are not good. When you get that funny feeling from your boss, that's when you start to realize that something is coming. And usually, word will trickle down. Someone in the know will find out, and normally you know what's coming before it even happens. But when that day comes when the boss or the boss's assistant, and you know, that's terrible. If the boss has made the decision to get rid of you, shouldn't the boss be the one that either calls you at home or walks over to your desk and says, "Jim, we need to talk"? In some cases, and I've heard about this, they send the assistant, and the assistant sits down and tells you what's going on, and you sign your separation papers, and then you take down your pictures, you clean up your pencils, you put them all in that box, don't forget the desk lamp, and off you go. And that's it. It's amazing, too, when you lose your job. You lose so many social contacts. Think about it. You're with these people 8 hours a day. You're with these people as much as you are your family. And when you leave a job, especially when you did not think you would be leaving that job, and that's it, those people are out of your life as well. And I know there are pains in the necks at every job, but there are also people that you've developed some very good friendships, or at least very decent social acquaintanceships with, and those people are out of your life. So when it happens, sometimes it's nice to know that it's about to happen, so you can jump on Monster.com and find that next great opportunity that awaits. Stay with us. When we come back, we will talk with a parent of a special needs child, and she will talk about the special demands on parents of special needs children. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
As a boy, Stephen Hobson dreamed of becoming a pilot.
There was just one problem. He was born deaf. But Stephen didn't let that stop him.
I became the first deaf pilot to fly in bad weather. And when you fly in bad weather, it's like flying in a milk bottle because you can't see where you're going. And so I became the first deaf blind pilot. I've been thinking about starting Helen Keller Airways.
Well, Stephen uses the acronym HEAR to overcome adversity. First, have a passion for what you do.
Second, entertain the possibilities that are available to you.
Third, authenticity. Be who you are.
Fourth, remember who helped you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. In what may be among the longest running and widest ranging cases of science fraud, the New York Times has confirmed that Dr. Scott Rubin completely fabricated the data used in over 20 pharmaceutical studies. The studies promoted the safety and benefits of drugs from well-known companies like Pfizer and Merck, featuring a huge range of drugs from Lyrica and Celebrex to Effexor. Looks like Dr. Rubin was being paid by Pfizer and Merck to likely concoct success stories when there were none, with a now confirmed money trail between him and at least two of the aforementioned major drug companies, companies which have made untold millions off his fabricated findings. Meanwhile, American households are dealing with medications stemming from some 20 of Dr. Rubin's medical studies. Doctors may now want to research prescriptions before writing them. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.